Here in this world of ours, the Easter Alleluia still contrasts with the cries and laments that arise from so many painful situations: deprivation, hunger, disease, war, violence. Yet it was for this that Christ died and rose again. This was the message that Pope Benedict XVI broadcast to the city of Rome and the world this Easter in his traditional Urbi et Orbi address. At midday Sunday, the sun came out to shine. Shortly before, the Pope appeared on the balcony of the Central Loggia, adding to the festive cheer of the tens of thousands who packed not only St. Peter's Square, but the streets surrounding the Vatican Basilica, all the way to the Tiber River.
In resurrezione Christi, cieli e terra letentur, nella tua risurrezione, o Cristo, gioiscano i cieli e la terra.
In your resurrection, O Christ, let heaven and earth rejoice, proclaimed Pope Benedict.
Perciò questo mio messaggio vuole raggiungere tutti.
Pope Benedict said, Christ died on account of sin, including ours today. He rose for the redemption of history, including our own. So my message today is intended for everyone, and as a prophetic proclamation, it is intended especially for peoples and communities who are undergoing a time of suffering, that the risen Christ may open up for them the path of freedom, justice, and peace. May the land which was the first to be flooded by the light of the risen one rejoice. May the splendor of Christ reach the peoples of the Middle East, so that the light of peace and of human dignity may overcome the darkness of division, hate, and violence.
In Libya.
In his address, the Holy Father spoke in particular of the current conflict in Libya, calling for diplomacy and dialogue to take the place of arms and for access to humanitarian aid for suffering civilians. In the wider context of the current crisis in Arab nations, the Pope prayed that especially young people may work to promote the common good and to build a society where poverty is defeated and every political choice is inspired by respect for the human person.
Ai tanti profughi e ai rifugiati.
But he also called for help from all sides, for people fleeing conflict and refugees from various African countries. He said, may people of goodwill open their hearts to welcome them, so that the pressing needs of so many brothers and sisters are met with a concerted response in solidarity. The Pope also thanked all those men and women who are already generously helping these people in need, describing theirs as an exemplary witness.
Tra le popolazioni della Costa d'Avorio.
Pope Benedict's thoughts then turned to Ivory Coast, where he prayed peaceful coexistence among the peoples be restored, calling for reconciliation and pardon to heal the deep wounds caused by recent violence there.
La terra del Giappone.
For Japan, the Holy Father prayed for consolation and hope as it faces the dramatic consequences of the recent earthquake, along with other countries that in recent months have been tested by natural disasters which have sown pain and anguish.
Inglese, may the grace and joy of the risen Christ be with you all.
Then, as is tradition, Pope Benedict XVI greeted all pilgrims present in the square and joining him via television and radio in over 60 languages, among them, of course, English, Irish,
Irlandese, Banoch na Koska Yif Golier,
Tagalog,
Filipino, Maligayang Pagabuhayin ni Cristo,
Aramaic,
Aramaica, Gümle Maran Shukal Shime,
and Chinese,
Chinese Fu Hoi Tien Kwai La, Latino in Resurrezione Tua Christi, Cieli et Terra Letentur, Alleluia.
Sor exi Dominus Vere.
Earlier, during the open-air Easter Sunday Mass celebration, the Holy Father had venerated the icon of our Most Holy Saviour, proclaiming the risen Christ, just as Peter was the first apostle to announce to the world the good news of Easter. Following the Gospel, a choir drawn from the Eastern churches gathered around the altar and chanted the Easter Troparion, or Christos Senesti. This year, the Western and Eastern days for Easter coincide. Since early morning, pilgrims and visitors had patiently queued to take part in the Easter Sunday liturgy, many of them families, many of them drawn from far afield, and many more fresh from the Easter Vigil Mass held Saturday night within St. Peter's, when the flickering flame of the Paschal candle slowly illuminated the Basilica's vast vaults to the chant,
Lumen Christi.
Lumen Christi, the light of Christ. The Easter proclamation was chanted and then the liturgy of the word began. Grounding his homily in the word of God, the Holy Father noted that during the Easter vigil we are offered a panoramic view of the whole trajectory of salvation history.
La Chiesa non è una qualsiasi associazione che si occupa dei bisogni religiosi degli uomini.
The Church, he said, is not some kind of association that concerns itself with man's religious needs, but is limited to that objective. Rather, she brings man into contact with God as creator, and so we have a responsibility for creation. And so to the notes of the great Easter Marian antiphon, Regina Caeli. The curtains were drawn across the central loggia of St. Peter's Basilica Sunday at midday as the ocean of pilgrims spilled from St. Peter's Square and the Pope retired to rest from a demanding Triduum schedule. At least, that is, until next week, when on the first Sunday in the octave of Easter, Divine Mercy Sunday, Pope Benedict XVI will lead celebrations for the beatification of his venerable predecessor, John Paul II. I'm Emer McCarthy.